Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarine Trinadavi Sinichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Ivakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. Happy New Year, everybody. How are we doing? Good. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Bancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubhyaye bacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Today is our final class of this chapter. So you are to be congratulated because you have been with me every session. So that's very good. We're going to complete this very important chapter. Hopefully, you learned and gleaned many things. And we'll have time today. We'll start the next chapter, which is, the entire chapter is all about Srimati Radharani. So, it's going to be very, very good. Adi Lila chapter 4, once we finish this. If you're ready to proceed, please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Bolo. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we left off on text number 158. So if you have your book, please follow along. Otherwise, listen with rapt attention, as that is what Sutta Goswami recommends in the first canto. He was explaining to the sages of Naimisharanya that he would try to repeat to them what he had learned at the original recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, since he was there. And he told the sages, I will repeat what I learned according to my realization. That's also significant. You can only preach according to your level of realization. And he said the secret of his success is that when he listened, he had rapt attention. All right, let's begin now. Finish up this chapter. When Lord Chaitanya went to the bank of the Ganges to take his bath, big crowds of many hundreds and thousands of people assembled there. Whenever the crowds were too great, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, raised his hands and chanted, everybody, Hari, Hari, to which all the people responded, filling both the land and sky with the vibration. After thus delivering the people in general, the Lord desired to leave Varanasi. After instructing Sri Sanatan Goswami, he sent him toward Vrindavan. And in the same way, let us bless Veenaji, who is going to Vrindavan. Let's bless... I'm going maybe. Maybe I'm going. There's no... It's not definite. But you're definitely going. So let's all bless her. Hari Bol. I have a message from my producer. We have 12 devotees online. Please welcome them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purport. The actual purpose of Lord Chaitanya's stay at Varanasi, after coming back from Vrindavan, was to meet Sanatan Goswami and teach him. Sanatan Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the Lord's return to Varanasi, where the Lord taught him for 2 months about the intricacies of Vaishnava philosophy and Vaishnava activities. And those instructions, by the way, make up a large portion of the Madhya Lila. In the Madhya Lila, chapters 20 through 24, So that's five chapters, is all these teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan. So it's very extensive section. Let us continue. After completely instructing him, he sent him to Vrindavan to execute his orders. When Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan, there were no temples. The city was lying vacant like an open field. Sanatan Goswami sat down on the bank of the Yamuna, and after some time, he gradually constructed the first temple. Then other temples were constructed, and now the city is full of temples, numbering about 5,001. Because Prabhupada opened his Krishna Balaram Mandir in April 1975. And the reason Prabhupada opened that temple was because in 72, 73, 74, Prabhupada sent some of his disciples there, but they were not taken care of nicely by some of his godbrothers. And some of Prabhupada's godbrothers were vilifying him and criticizing him. So Prabhupada said, therefore I will make a temple for you so that when you come to Vrindavan, you have some shelter. So let us continue, text number 161. Because of the city of Varanasi was always full of tumultuous crowds, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after sending Sanatan to Vrindavan, returned to Jagannath Puri. I have here given a brief account of these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, but later I shall describe them in an extensive way. Yes, at the end of the Madhya Lila, the final chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj goes back, especially to the incident that we studied in this chapter, the conversion of the Mayavadi sannyasis. And he goes into a little more detail on this section, more into the discussion of Prakashananda and Lord Chaitanya. We could do that next chapter, but let's go to Radharani's chapter. Since we already spent a good more than a year, I think, on this chapter. I'm always very happy when we complete a chapter, because that means we have conquered. All right, let's continue. Text 163. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates of the Panchatattva distributed the holy name of the Lord to invoke love of Godhead throughout the universe, and thus the entire universe was thankful. So let's have a review. Who can tell me the members of the Panchatattva? Who are the members of the Panchatattva? Yes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas Thakur. Very good. If there's anything you should have learned in this chapter, is who the Panchatattva is. Because the name of the chapter, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. So that's like, you should learn that at least. All right, now, subsequent question. Lord Chaitanya is actually who? Krishna. Nityananda is actually Balaram. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Gadadhar is, yes, expansion of Radharani. And Srivas Thakur is, yeah, but who? Which devotee? Narada, hey! All right, hey, very good. All right. Let's look at the purport. Here it is said that Lord Chaitanya made the entire universe thankful to him for propagating the Sankirtan movement with his associates. Lord Chaitanya has already sanctified the entire universe by his presence 500 years ago, and therefore anyone who attempts to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sincerely by following in his footsteps and following the instructions of the Acharyas will successively be able to preach the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the universe. That's an important sentence. So, especially for Prabhupada Jivan, take full shelter of that sentence. You will be able to successfully preach the holy names by sincerely serving Lord Chaitanya, following in his footsteps, and following the instructions of the Acharya. Long may you live to preach the holy names of the Lord. And that's true for anyone, any of us. Prabhupada is giving you the access code. If you want to be a preacher, there it is. It's very simple. There are some foolish critics who say that Europeans and Americans cannot be offered sannyas, because that was what Prabhupada was dealing with when he started this movement, especially in India. He got a lot of criticisms. How you can give sannyas to these Malecha Yavanas? So Prabhupada was dealing with that, because the first white elephants that went to India were white American sannyasis. So he had to deal with this criticism, especially from his own god brothers. That was even more, and others too. But even his own god brothers, which means they didn't understand Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, nor his philosophy. There are some, okay. But here we find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to preach the Sankirtan movement all over the universe. For preaching work, sannyasis are essential. These critics think that only Indians or Hindus should be offered sannyas to preach, but their knowledge is practically nil. Without sannyasis, the preaching work will be impeded. Therefore, under the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, and with the blessings of his associates, there should be no discrimination in this matter. But people in all parts of the world should be trained to preach and given sannyas, so that the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement will expand boundlessly. We do not care about the criticism of fools. We shall go on with our work and simply depend on the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, the Panchatattva. And for evidence, we can use Lord Chaitanya as evidence. Who did Lord Chaitanya make Namacharya? Haridas Thakur, who was not a Hindu. He was a Musliman. Alright? Rupa and Sanatan, although born in South Indian Brahmin families, they were ostracized from the strict Brahmin community. Why? They were serving as ministers to the Muslim king. So the strict Brahmin society said, you guys are fallen. You can't hang out with us anymore. Club is closed. So Lord Chaitanya made them his two big guns, Rupa and Sanatan. So there's evidence. And then we studied, especially Batuk, I don't know if all of you, but I can't remember, but especially Batuk was there when we had the chapter, the teachings of Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy was considered Shudra. And here is the Brahmin sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya, taking instructions from a Shudra. So Lord Chaitanya himself demonstrated that his movement has nothing to do with any material consideration. It's a completely spiritual society and has no restriction according to bodily designation. All right, let's continue text 164. Lord Chaitanya dispatched the two generals, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, to Vrindavan to preach the bhakti cult. Purport. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan, there was not a single temple, but by their preaching, they were gradually able to construct various temples. Sanatan Goswami constructed the Madan Mohan Temple. And Veena, do you go to that temple when you go? Madan Mohan? Jiva Goswami. Yes. But you haven't been to Madan Mohan.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Jai. Spend... Okay, if I go, it's up to Krishna. And Rupa Goswami constructed the Govindaji temple. Now I have a question. Govindaji temple is not in Vrindavan anymore. Where is it? Jaipur. Ah, very good. I have not been, so bless me. All right, let's see. Their nephew, Jiva Goswami, constructed the Radha Damodar temple. That's what she's talking about. The temple she goes to. Let's see. Jiva Goswami constructed the Radha Damodar temple. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami constructed the Radharaman temple. Gee, he went to Radha, yes. Sri Lokanath Goswami constructed the Gokulananda temple. And Shyamananda Goswami constructed the Shyamasundara temple. In this way, many temples were gradually constructed. For preaching, construction of temples is also necessary. The Goswamis not only engaged in writing books, but also constructed temples, because both are needed for preaching work. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the cult of his Sankirtan movement to spread all over the world. Now that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has taken up this task of preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya, its members should not only construct temples in every town and village of the globe, but also distribute the books that have already been written and further increase the number of books. This particular purport was written 1974-73. This is when Prabhupada was just starting to emphasize distribute books. It started around 1972. Before that, when you joined an ISKCON temple, basically all you did all day was go out on the street and chant with drums and kartals. You did that for 8, 10, sometimes 12, 16 hours. Yes, you were like joining the army. You'd have your lunch out on the street. So, Prabhupada then shifted the emphasis, starting in 72, having all the devotees go out, distributing books all day. That's when I joined. I joined in that era. When I joined, it was in that era. And at one point, Prabhupada would sometimes say to temples, "All right, all the devotees should go out and distribute books. One devotee stays back and takes care of the deities the whole day." So one pujari would have to do all the offerings, the two or three dressings, all the artis, and everybody else in the temple had to go out and distribute books. That's what it was like in 73, 74. All right. Like that. Let's finish up. As Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were sent toward Mathura, so Nityananda Prabhu was sent to Bengal to preach extensively the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. The name of Lord Nityananda is very famous in Bengal. Of course, anyone who knows Lord Nityananda knows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. But there are some misguided devotees who stress the importance of Lord Nityananda more than that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is not good. Nor should Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be stressed more than Lord Nityananda. The author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, left his home because of his brothers stressing the importance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over that of Nityananda Prabhu. Actually, one should offer respect to the Panchatattva without such foolish discrimination, not considering Nityananda Prabhu to be greater, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be greater, or Advaita Prabhu to be greater. The respect should be offered equally. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. All devotees of Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda are worshipable persons. So let's chant that again. Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to South India and he broadcast the holy name of Lord Krishna in every village and town. That is also documented here in this book. In a few chapters, it talks about Lord Chaitanya's travels to South India. We studied some of that in the section of Ramananda Roy, because that's where he met him, on the banks of the Godavari. And we also studied the incident with Venkatabhat. We studied that. All right, 167. Thus the Lord went to the southernmost tip of the Indian peninsula, known as Chetuban, Cape Comorin. Everywhere he distributed the bhakti cult and love of Krishna, and in this way he delivered everyone. I have thus explained the truth of the Panchatattva. One who hears this explanation increases in knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you have attended these classes, you have increased in knowledge of Lord Chaitanya. Congratulations. Today is graduation day. Hari Bol. Purport. The Panchatattva is a very important factor in understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are sahajiyas who, not knowing the importance of the Panchatattva, concoct their own slogans, such as Bhajani Taigor, Radhe Shyam, Japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sri Radhe Govinda. Such chants may be good poetry, but they cannot help us to go forward in devotional service. In such chants, there are also many discrepancies which need not be discussed here. Strictly speaking, when chanting the names of the Panchatattva, one should fully offer his obeisances. Together, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. By such chanting, one is blessed with the competency to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense. Big sentence. So this is why we want to chant Hare Krishna without offense. That is when we become ecstatic. If you're able to chant Krishna's name once without offense, you're delivered from all sins past and future. Talk about a bailout program. There are 10 offenses. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss what are the 10 offenses. We'll get into that. So there are offenses to be considered. That is what's discussed in the next chapter. In chapter 8, Krishnadas Kaviraj goes through the offenses. It's at that time that Krishnadas Kaviraj says, but even so, whether you chant with offenses or not, if you chant the names of the Panchatattva or even Nityananda Chaitanya, you become freed from offenses. So that's what Prabhupada is saying here. He's jumping the gun because this is what's discussed in the next chapter. So let's go over that again. By such chanting the names of the Panchatattva, one is blessed with the competency to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense. So that's why we chant that before chanting. So let's do it one more time. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. When chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one should also chant it fully. Together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One should not foolishly adopt any of the slogans concocted by imaginative devotees. If one actually wants to derive the effects of chanting, one must strictly follow the great acharyas. This is also mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami in Canto 2 of Bhagavatam. When he's beginning his instructions to Parikshit, Shukadev says, chanting, following the ways of the great authorities, is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. So that's very important. That's why we stress one should be in the disciplic succession, hear the Maha Mantra in a bona fide disciplic succession, and then, as Sukadeva Goswami, is the doubtless and fearless way. Let's continue. If one actually wants to derive the effects of chanting, one must strictly follow the great acharyas. This is confirmed in the Mahabharata. Mahajano yena kata sapanta. The real path of progress is that which is traversed by great acharyas and authorities. Lord Chaitanya himself preached on this line once. There is an incident in this Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya points out that the Vedas sometimes seemingly look contradictory. I emphasize the word seemingly. They're not, but it may appear to you that it's contradictory. And then Lord Chaitanya said, and one philosopher may be more expert in defeating another philosopher. You can become confused. So Lord Chaitanya quoted this verse. Therefore, if you really want authoritative advice, you follow the Mahajans. Now the Bhagavatam points out 12 Mahajans. Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Janaka, Prahlad, Bhishma, Swayambhuva Manu, Shukadeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, Yamaraj, and I'm missing two. Kapila, did I say Kapila? Kapila, who's the last one? Four Kumars. I think that's 12. So you follow those 12, and by the way, the Bhagavatam's got all of them. Everything, all these Mahajans, that is there in Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya was saying, you follow the example of these Mahajans, then the real path of progress. Okay? All right, text 169. While chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, one must chant the names together, Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas, with their many devotees. That's why it says, Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Not just them, but all of their associates. This is the process. I again and again offer obeisances unto the Panchatattva. Thus, I think that I will be able to describe something about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. My prayer, if I was writing a book, praying at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, always desiring his mercy, I, Nirantaradas, etc. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to preach the Sankirtan movement of love of Krishna throughout the entire world. And therefore, during his presence, he inspired the Sankirtan movement. Specifically, he sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan and Nityananda to Bengal, and he personally went to South India. In this way, he kindly left the task of preaching his cult in the rest of the world to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Jai Prabhupada. Jai. The members of this society must always remember that if they stick to the regulative principles, very, very apropos, I would say. Now, some people think it only means the four regulative principles. No, there's more than four. According to Rupa Goswami, there are 64. But just start with the four. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. First start with the four, then we'll talk about the other 60. What's that? Two more what? Well, one is the very first one that Rupa Goswami mentions, acceptance of a bona fide spiritual master. And then number two, follow his instructions. Because that's also a problem. Sometimes we accept the spiritual master and then we put him in a closet. Okay, I got my initiation. I joined the club. I paid my dues. No, accepting a spiritual master also means following his instructions. All right, let's continue. The members of this society must always remember that if they stick to the regulative principles and preach sincerely according to the instructions of the Acharyas, surely they will have the profound blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their preaching work will be successful everywhere throughout the world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 7th chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya in 5 features. I think we should give ourselves a hand. We finished this chapter, and let's do a short kirtan. And after the short kirtan, I will quickly go over the 10 offenses since Veena requested, and it's in the next chapter. We'll quickly go over the 10 offenses in chanting. But for now, let's do a kirtan. So, give me a second here. Alrighty. Let's get my drum. Alrighty. There we go. Technology. Is it a curse or a blessing? That is the question. Okay. And we have 17 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Hari. Janna Vallabha Girivara Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bho 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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Bolo Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Guru Bhakta Vrinda Jai Prabhupada Jaya Gurudev, Jaya Guruji Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Jam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Stotra Satya Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikoha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyama Kundarada Kundigiri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Jumuna Devi ki jai, Ganga Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, all glories to the Assemble devotees, all glories to the Assemble devotees, all glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasa hishnuna Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So since Veena asked about the 10 offenses, I mentioned it's in the next chapter. So if you have a book, you go to Adi Leela chapter 8, verse number 16. That's where the section on offenses begins. We may not do all the purports, but we'll answer the question. So when you're ready, say Gauranga. Oh, you're ready? Wow, that's fast. So Krishnadas Kaviraj is explaining, if one is infested with the 10 offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he or she will not get the love of Godhead that is the ultimate goal of this chanting. So several things here. There are 10 offenses. And if you chant with one or any of the offenses for many births, you're still not going to get the ultimate goal. Prabhupada even said once, there was a conversation in Hawaii, and Prabhupada said that if one is not strict in following the four regulative principles, such a person may chant for 700 births before achieving perfection. Gives more insight to that verse from Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prapadyate. So the key is to chant without offense. Okay? So, and the next point, love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of chanting. Not any material improvement, not liberation. And you mentioned, I believe, just now in your class, Lord Chaitanya said, I don't even mind if I have to take birth again, because the real goal of the chanting is love of God. And love of God, you can be in any position, any situation, doesn't matter. All right, so that's that verse. Now let's go to the next one. Okay, text number 17. By cultivating philosophical knowledge, one can understand his spiritual position and thus be liberated. And by performing sacrifices and pious activities, one can achieve sense gratification in a higher planetary system. But the devotional service of the Lord is so rare that even by executing hundreds and thousands of such sacrifices, one cannot obtain it. That's why I always preach, if you get some service, hold on to that service. What did Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada's guru say on his deathbed? He warned his disciples, your service is your all and all. So if you have some service, whether it be preaching or organizing Sunday feast sponsors, or working for temples, doing service in temples, you got a service, playing harmonium for programs, whatever service you get, hold on tight. Don't let it go, because that is your path to perfection. What else is your service? Spending 6 months every year in Vrindavan, that's your service. Don't ever let it go. Jai, you have a service, right? Right? I gave a service to Tanya when she first started attending our programs. What did I tell you, Tanya? Serve the devotees. And she followed my instruction. And now all the ladies love Tanya, right? They love, because right from the start, everybody else is yap, yap, yap. She's in the kitchen helping the host clean up. That's devotee life, service. And that's why wherever you go, you'll always be welcome. One who has the service attitude will always be welcomed anywhere they go, when they have that service attitude. All right, let's continue. Next verse. If a devotee wants liberation or material sense gratification from the Lord, Krishna immediately delivers it. But pure devotional service he keeps hidden. The great sage Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always ready to help you. He is your master, guru, God, and very dear friend, and also the head of your family. Yet sometimes he agrees to act as your family's servant or order carrier. When did that happen? Yes, Parthasarathi. I don't know about you, but I don't think Krishna is driving you to work in the morning. But he did drive Arjuna's chariot. He agrees to act as your family's servant or order carrier. You are greatly fortunate Because this relationship is possible only by bhakti yoga. The Lord can give liberation mukti very easily, but he does not very easily give one bhakti yoga. Because by that process, he is bound to the devotee. Just like, how much rope did it take Yashoda to bind up Krishna? Huh? Actually, there was no amount of rope. Because it was always two fingers too short. But then he allowed himself. So Krishna is teaching me, not so fast. Do you want to bind me? Not so fast. I have to agree. So here is the key. You want Krishna, then we have to increase our bhakti. And there's no such thing as too much bhakti. No such thing. Just as there's no such thing as too much chanting. Not possible. You cannot OD on chanting. Prabhupada Jivan may give somebody a prescription. And if they abuse the prescription, like we see Michael Jackson, you take too much, you can die. But this Maha Mantra is a aushadhi, a healing herb, but you cannot OD. If you take too much Maha Mantra, what happens? You become like Lord Chaitanya, mad with ecstasy. Jai. That was one of the things for myself that convinced me to give up drugs. I had been drug person, marijuana and so many things I had taken. So many times. But then when I started to hear from Prabhupada, like he told his disciples, he said, the Maha Mantra love of Godhead is like a room full of LSD. That blew their minds. What? And then he said, and you don't come down. So they did a flyer, right? Stay high forever. That is how they preached in the very, very beginning of this movement. Stay high forever. So that kind of thing. Oh, okay. This Maha Mantra. And you don't get busted, except sometimes it happens. But in general, you can chant anytime, any place, anywhere. So that was one of the things that convinced me. Let's go on. All right. Let's go to the next verse. Lord Chaitanya has freely given this love of Krishna everywhere and anywhere, even to the most fallen, such as Jagai and Madhai. Then what to speak of those who are already pious and elevated? That's why I always glorify you. Because you have taken your births, relatively speaking, in pious, elevated families. You've heard me say that hundreds of times. It's true. And you all know what Prabhupada said about me. Papa Yonaya. I've told that story so many times. Everybody loves that story. Tell it again, Prabhu. Tell it again. We like that Papa Yonaya story. I have to be in the mood. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, is fully independent. Therefore, although it is the most confidentially stored benediction, he can distribute love of Godhead to anyone and everyone without consideration. Whether he is offensive or inoffensive, anyone who even now chants Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda is immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy and tears fill his eyes. Simply by talking of Nityananda Prabhu, one awakens his love for Krishna. So that Bengali family who's been coming, right? Sri Devi, Radha Krishna Das, Nishkama Devi Dasi. So you notice Sri Devi sings many songs about who? Lord Nityananda. So here you get a glimpse why. Simply talking of Nityananda, one awakens love for Krishna. Thus all the bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasy and tears flow from the eyes like waters of the Ganges. Ah, here it comes. Here it comes, Veena. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Here you go. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time, please. Here comes the answer to your question. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not become ecstatic. This is heavy now. This is going to be a little intense, so you may want to sit properly and just don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the papayonaya. Okay? Let's just hear what Prabhupada has to say. Oh, I'm getting a message here. Oh. All right. There we go. I'm sure it's back now. I just got a message from my producer that the screen is frozen, but I think it's back now. Yes, thank you. All right, it happens. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not become ecstatic. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is very beneficial to chant the names Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda before chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Because by chanting these two holy names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, one immediately becomes ecstatic. And if he then chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he becomes free of offenses. That's why Prabhupada instituted kirtan in a very specific style. You first offer your obeisances to the Guru, then the Panchatattva, then Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then Hari Haraye, like that. There are 10 offenses to avoid in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The first offense is to blaspheme great personalities who are engaged in distributing the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Shastra, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartana. That verse is by Vallabhacharya. When Vallabhacharya met Lord Chaitanya, that is how he glorified Lord Chaitanya. Vallabhacharya from the Pushti Marg, Gujarati. Right? He started the Pushti Marg Sampradaya. So when he met Lord Chaitanya, he said, Lord Chaitanya, you must be empowered by Krishna because you're able to distribute the chanting. The only way you're able to do that is if you have Krishna Shakti. So that's important. The ability to preach, that is not a material thing. You have to get authorization and empowerment by Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Let's continue. One can distribute the holy names of the Hare Krishna mantra unless he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not criticize or blaspheme a devotee who is thus engaged. Sri Padma Purana states, Satang ninda namna paramang aparadang vitanute yatakyating yatang katam u sahatetad vigarham. To blaspheme the great saintly persons who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the worst offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. So just see, lotus feet of the holy name means the holy name is a person. Elsewhere, Prabhupada uses the word Nama Prabhu to make it more concise. The holy name is a Prabhu, is a person. If one does so, one should not criticize a preacher of the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one does so, he is offended. Here it is. The Nama Prabhu. Hey, I didn't even know it was coming up. Here it is. The Nama Prabhu, who is identical with Krishna, will never tolerate such blasphemous activities, even from one who passes as a great devotee. So right now, I want to beg forgiveness for all of my offenses to Nama Prabhu by begging forgiveness for whenever or whatever I may have offended. Elsewhere it says, the way to become free from offenses to the name is to glorify the name and glorify verses and sing verses and songs which glorify the name. So why do I always do every program? Trinadapi sunichena, tadari vasa hishnuna, Amani Namanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, and then Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Name Vakevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. In this way, I am attempting to become free from offenses to Nama Prabhu. And of course, I always take shelter of my spiritual master, either by Om Jnana Tamarandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurin Militam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama, or Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaman Iti Namane, Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarane. Let's continue. The second Nama Parad is described as follow. Shivasya Sri Vishnu Ya Ihaguna Namari Sakalang Diya Vinang Pashetsa Kaluhari Nama Ahita Kara. In this material world, the holy name of Vishnu is all auspicious. Vishnu's name, form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental, absolute knowledge. Therefore, if one tries to separate the absolute personality of Godhead from his holy name or his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, thinking them to be material, that is offensive. Similarly, to think that the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva, are as good as the name of Lord Vishnu, or in other words, to think that Lord Shiva and the other demigods are other forms of God and are therefore equal to Vishnu is also blasphemous. This is the second offense at the lotus feet of the holy name of the Lord. The third offense at the lotus feet of the holy name, which is called Guror Avagya, is to consider the spiritual master to be material and therefore to envy his exalted position. The fourth offense, Shruti Shastra Nindanam, is to blaspheme Vedic literatures such as the four Vedas and the Puranas. The fifth offense, Arthavad, is to consider the glories of the holy name to be exaggerations. Similarly, the sixth offense, Hari Namni Kalpanam, is to consider the holy name of the Lord to be imaginary. The seventh offense is described as follows. Namno balad yasya hi papa buddhir, navidyate tasya yamar hi shuddhi. To think that since the Hare Krishna mantra can counteract all sinful reactions, one may therefore go on with his sinful activities and at the same time chant the Hare Krishna mantra to neutralize them is the greatest offense at the lotus feet of Harinam. Eighth offense is stated thus. Dharma vrata tyaga hutari sarva shubha kriya samyam api pramad. It is offensive to consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a religious ritualistic ceremony. Performing religious ceremonies, following vows, and practicing renunciation and sacrifice are all materialistic auspicious activities. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha Mantra, must not be compared to such materialistic religiosity. This is an offense at the lotus feet of the holy name of the Lord. The ninth offense is described as follows. Asradhane vimuke pi ashrunivyati yaschopadesh shiva nama parad. It is an offense to preach the glories of the holy name among persons who have no intelligence or no faith in the subject matter. Such people should be given the chance to hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, but in the beginning they should not be instructed about the glories or the spiritual significance of the holy name. By constant hearing of the holy name, their hearts will be purified, and then they will be able to understand the transcendental position of the holy name. And you can see, if you very carefully study how Prabhupada preached in the opening days of this movement. He took them little by little, step by step. It was only after many months that Prabhupada walked in the door one day and put on the board, these are the four regulative principles. So he had to so in the beginning, there would be like a 45-minute hour chanting session. Prabhupada would speak on Bhagavad Gita. And then little by little, gradually, he introduced them to higher and higher subject matters. The tenth offense is as follows. Shrutepi nama mahatmye yapriti rahito nara ahang mamadi paramo namni sopya paradakrit. If one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, but nevertheless continues in a materialistic concept of life, thinking, I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, aham mameti, and does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is an offense. So those are the 10 offenses. What does he say in the next? Okay, in the next verse, let's see here again. I want to end it on a... Yes, if you go to text number 31. I mean, I could go longer, but it's already over time. Maybe someday we'll have an in-depth session on this section, but I want to end up with this. So, from where we just left off until the end, Krishnadas Kaviraj is continuing to point out that if you chant with the offenses, you're not going to achieve love of Godhead. Now he says in verse 31, but if one chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Hari Bol, there's hope. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love for God. So, in my own preaching and in my own personal life, I have always taken this into consideration. Take, so before chanting, either japa or a class, make sure there is sufficient taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva. Because, I don't know about you, but I want to make it as easy as possible. So taking shelter of the Panchatattva, you're clearing your path, making it easier to chant. Alright? Shall we do one little kirtan? And then you can come for blessings? Alright. Let me get my... Go ahead. That's interesting that you bring that up, because that's exactly what Prabhupada writes in one of his books. That's what you just said. Prabhupada writes about that in one of his books. It's better than not. But if it's continuous process coming back and forth, that you're not progressing further. You're not going down. You're staying.
No, you're
better than not. Okay, are we ready to chant? All right. And my producer has given a jai comment, so I guess she's satisfied. We had 18 people online at the end. All right. So to practice what I just preached, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Nanda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Jaya Gadadhar Dasa Ki
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
So congratulations, we finished the chapter. So we can have class next week if you want. Do you want class next week? So then we'll start the new chapter, chapter number 4. And the chapter is more or less dedicated to understanding Srimati Radharani. There'll be some preliminary lead up, but the bulk of the chapter is about Radha. Actually, it's about Radha Thakurani. That's how Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Radha Thakurani. So that'll be next Sunday. Very good. Thank you very much. And if you want blessings, as you can see, I'm in such an exceptional mood. I'm still alive. I haven't had my heart attack. So I'm still alive. Thank God. So you might as well get your blessings while I'm alive, because I don't know how much longer I'm going to go. Huh? We'll see. We'll see. Please come and get your...